Since the beginning of the crisis in Syria, when the first waves of refugees began to flee into Lebanon, the International Committee of the Red Cross, the ICRC, has assisted the Lebanese Red Cross. The ICRC has provided food and other necessities for more than 17,000 Syrian refugees. The ICRC has also established a temporary first aid station near the border, which has helped to evacuate more than 500 wounded to hospitals in northern Lebanon. The chief spokesperson for Lebanon for the International Committee of the Red Cross, Samara El-Khadi, spoke with Vatican Radio's Davide Maggiore about the humanitarian situation for the refugees.
The ICRC has started since the beginning of the crisis in Syria, and when the first bunch of refugees or first group of refugees started coming into Lebanon, fleeing to Lebanon. We have started in assisting the Lebanese Red Cross, which is our partner in Lebanon, in the process of evacuating the wounded Syrians and the sick Syrians who come to Lebanon, who cross into Lebanon. We have financed and created a temporary first aid station near the border in the Bekaa Valley, and this station has helped in the evacuation of more than 500 wounded who arrived in Lebanon, and they evacuated them to hospitals in North Lebanon where they are being operated. And the ICRC is following up on the cases of these wounded and giving medical material to the hospitals that they are treating them, and we are also covering the cost of post-operation treatment for these Syrian wounded. Also, for Syrian families who have fled to Lebanon, the ICRC has assisted more than 17,000 Syrian refugees who crossed to Lebanon with food and non-food items. What I mean by non-food items is blankets, mattresses, kitchen sets, hygiene kits for, to avoid having any diseases. Now we are in the process, we have started actually also assisting Palestinian refugees from the camps in Syria, because many Palestinian refugees who live in camps in Syria have also fled to Lebanon, and they are staying in refugee camps in Lebanon, whether in the north or in the south or in Beirut. And these around 900 more families, Palestinian families from Syria, the ICRC is planning to assist also.
Lebanon already hosts Palestinian refugees, and so it has particularly a humanitarian situation that might be watched with particular attention. Which has been the impact of the Syrian refugees on the humanitarian situation in Lebanon?
Well, of course, the humanitarian situation of these refugees, it's difficult because the refugees, when they come into Lebanon, they are fleeing. They have nothing. You have to provide for them for everything. And they have been hosted by families, in villages, by Lebanese families who are already poor families. And they have now to host and feed Syrian refugees. And this, of course, places lots of pressure on the Lebanese themselves who are helping or hosting the Syrian refugees. And it's not only, the High Relief Committee of the government in Lebanon has the main role with the UNHCR in providing assistance to the Syrian refugees as well as to the families who are hosting them, to the Lebanese families. Definitely, it's very difficult and puts pressure on the Lebanese themselves. And the more refugees there will be, the bigger the problem will be. And this is a matter of concern for all international organizations, not only for ICRC. It should be a concern also for the Lebanese government and the UN humanitarian agencies.
As you said, ICRC has assisted the refugees from the beginning of the emergency linked to Syria, but now this emergency is going on and from a very long time. And so what are the consequences of this for ICRC?
Well, for the ICRC, we are constantly monitoring the situation and evaluating the needs. And we also talk to other agencies, UN agencies and NGOs who are working also to assist the refugees to see where there is a need or where there is a gap that needs to be filled. And it's a constant work of assessment of the needs and who is doing what and where do we need to give assistance. But definitely the longer it becomes, the more difficult and, it should be seen regularly after assessment. And upon that assessment, the ICRC would decide what to do and how to continue its operation.